This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng, and together with Lynn Mark and Shartz Abdullah, and we're looking at the international market roundups, the US stocks, and in fact, around the world yesterday, most of the markets in the world went up yesterday. China is in the headlines, some encouraging manufacturing data coming out, as well as improvements in the trade talks between the US and China. So the major indices in the United States, Dow Jones, S&P 500, as well as NASDAQ, went up sharply, by more than 1%.
Yes, and in Europe as well, so on manufacturing rebounds and some hopeful US-China trade talks. The markets in Europe were also up pretty significantly. The stocks, the Germany's DAX and France's CAC were all up over 1%, and the UK's FTSE was up 0.5%.
Yeah, and now over to Asia, shares surged as well from China, encouraging manufacturing as a result of the, as you mentioned, manufacturing data signaling that the government stimulus efforts may be yielding results. So all market indices went up. Shanghai, Hong Kong, Japan, and also South Korea above 1%, and Shanghai leading the highest at 2.58%. Fortunately, FBM, KLCI, they're the only one that closed down lower, which is at 0.1%. At 1% lower.
Yep, always bucking the trend, FBM, KLCI. Shanghai, a very sharp rise there, 2.5%, with Hong Kong almost 2% as well. In other news, Bitcoin climbs to its highest level this year, surpassing the $4,000 per coin mark. Just for perspective, the lowest level for Bitcoin this year is around the $3,000 level. And last year's high was about $10,000. And the year before that, the high was $20,000. So Bitcoin has crashed very sharply just to rebound back to $4,000.
Yes, and in the UK as well. So support for a rival soft Brexit plan is building in the UK Parliament. So MPs are going to continue voting on the issue. Four options were chosen by the Speaker to be voted on, and the results are going to be announced later today. It's quite interesting. So Labour MPs have been urged to back a plan to keep the UK in a Norway-style relationship with the EU. Now, what a Norway-style relationship with the EU is basically Norway is the closest country to the EU without actually being in the EU. It's part of the European Free Trade Agreement. It's part of the EEA, but it still has the ability to negotiate trade contracts with other countries on a bilateral basis.
And now moving on to specific companies. Now Lyft, after their IPO, they continue to tumble. Its shares have fallen below its initial public offering, priced at 72 a share on its second day of trading, and now at its low of $69. So it took Snap Inc. 4 months to dip beneath its $17 a share IPO price, and it's still below the threshold. Facebook Inc. dropped below its IPO price on the second day of trading and had a sort of rocky first year on the market before the stock took off.
Over in Germany, also released some manufacturing data, the market's purchasing managers index, which accounts for about a fifth of the economy, fell to an 18-month low, reading of 44.1, and this is coming from 47.6 in February. As a response to that, the yield on the German 10-year bonds also trading below 0%, and officials at the European Central Bank are discussing measures that could help to maintain their ultra-accommodative policy no longer and even loosen it further. And so we have Joe Quinlan on the line. He's going to talk to us about the markets, and he's the chief market strategist with U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Good morning, Joe. Help us assess the data that's coming out of China. PMI indicates that the country is doing healthily with a six-month high of 50.5.
Well, I mean, China's been reflating, putting in policies in place to help consumption, investment, for at least 6-7 months now. So they're finally bearing tuition in terms of the market. So it was an encouraging PMI number, and I think we are seeing a turn and some stability in the export orders. I think they got a rough road yet to hoe when it comes to creating employment, good jobs for a lot of these workers. But you know, China's doing its effort to help drive global growth, and you saw that in the PMI this morning, or yesterday, I should say.
And Joe, so China is expected to attract $2 trillion worth of funds into China's onshore debt market. So some analysts are suggesting that this was going to create a positive spillover effect to boost wider Asian fixed income markets. Should the market be optimistic about this, or is there more to this than meets the eye?
Well, it depends on what they do with all this money. Well, first of all, will they get that much capital inflow? It'll probably be the rest of Asia's excess savings. Who knows where this money's coming from and how they use it. I mean, what's it going to be used for? Is it our infrastructure? Is it going to be money spent on SOEs, which they really don't need any more capital? They're already deep in debt. So, but to me, it's more of a broadening, maturing, developing bond market, fixed income market in the rest of Asia, you know, China included. So it's a place to put more capital to work on a global basis.
Thanks so much. And that was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist from U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. I think, guys, this story will continue about the opening up of the Chinese market and the traction of a lot of funds going into China. And they are beginning to open up to the international community of investors. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.